Both on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we experience the balance of the Midas HaRachamim and Midas HaDin. But there is a stunning line in the Ramban. I urge you to take a look. Parsha Zemar, Vayikra Perach Chav Gimel Posuk Chav Dalet, where the Ramban highlights the difference between Rosh Hashanah as opposed to Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah, the Ramban writes, is a Yom Din Berachamim. Yom Kippur, the Ramban writes, is a Yom Rachamim Bandin. That's the exquisite line of the Ramban. What exactly is the central Midah, a difference between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Rosh Hashanah essentially is a time of Din, a time of Mishpat. But Yom Kippur is a time of Rachamim. We just recited Avinu Malkeinu, and that perhaps captures the difference between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. We relate to HaKadosh Baruch and Rosh Hashanah as being a melech. Isn't that so clear from Malchios? But on Yom Kippur, we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kerachem Avabonim, as being an Av. That mi mitareschem avichem shabashamayim. And there is an essential difference between a melech as opposed to an Av. The Sugyan Ksuvas Daf Yitzayin, Kedushin Daf Lamed Beis, that a melech shemachal al kvodo is ein kvodo mochel. And Av shemachal al kvodo, kvodo mochel. A melech doesn't have the free rein, the leeway to be mochel. But a parent, a father, certainly can. And therefore, essentially, that Yom Kippur, Kerachim, Ababanim, that's considered to be a time of kapara, slicha, mechila, and Av shemachal al kvodo, kvodo mochel. You know, the Gemara discusses in Psachim Adav Kuvches in the Sugya of Heseba, that if you're b'makom ha'av, naturally you do heseba. If you're in the place of your Rebbe, then typically you do not do heseba. You know, imagine if a person eats matzah without heseba. Oh, machlokes, the Rambam and the Rosh, well, you have to be chozer. But you don't have to be chozer. The person doesn't know exactly how he paskin. I'm familiar with Sugyan of Kuvches, but what is the psak? He goes to his Rebbe, no? And his Rebbe says that, yes, you have to be chozer, but bifnei rabo, you don't do heseva. So he has to eat the kazaya samatza b'li heseva because he ate the kazaya samatza b'li heseva. Would that indeed be the psak halacha? But Tosus raises the following issue. What happens if the Rebbe is also the Av? Do you do heseva? Do you not do heseva? So Tosus writes, of course, heseva is done. If you have a convergence of a Rebbe and an Av, or in this case, Avinu Malkeinu, the primary midah is that of the Av, and therefore your Chayiv and Haseba, and therefore, yes, Avinu Malkeinu, relate to Kadosh Baruch Hu in different ways, but on Yom HaKippurim we have that schus of the relationship of an Av and a Ben. There's an amazing comment of Tosus Yishanim, but take a look, and the Sugya Yuman Daf Nun Beis, it sounds almost like a Pshetu, but Tosus Yishanim writes this, that why is it that when the Kohen Gadol goes lifnai v'lifnim, he wears the Big Day Lavan? What does the Big Day Lavan lack that the Big Day Zav has? Tosis Shanim writes, pamonim, v'rimonim. Because typically when you enter someone's house, you have to announce yourself. It wouldn't be appropriate simply to barge in. You know, but there is an exception, Tosis Shanim. Now, let's say this is your home. You're a Ben Bayis. You can walk in unannounced. And therefore, typically speaking, yes, the Kohen Gadol is entering the Kodesh. So therefore, yes, Pamonim Pramun, to announce his entry, his arrival. You would think Kavachomer when it comes to Kodesh HaKadoshim, but no, that on Yom Kippur, it is Kerachim Avobam. We're considered to be literally a Ben Bayis, even in Kodesh HaKadoshim. And therefore, without Pamonim Vrimonim, we can enter unannounced. That's the incredible nature of Yom HaKippurim. There's a comment the Magen Avraham has, Tuf Kuf Pei Beis, that when it comes to every Shabbos, every Yantif, we split the Kedusha. The Kedusha of Shachris is different from the Kedusha of Musaf. When it comes to Kedusha of Shachris, Mim Komcha Malkeinu, you have to stress the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Melech. And when it comes to Musaf later, yes, then Mim Komo Hu Yifen Barachamim. Something unusual when it comes to Yom Kippur, that there is no Kedusha of Mimkomcha Malkeinu. Magen Avraham points out, even the Kedusha of Shachris is Mimkomohu Yifen Berachamim. That is the central focus, the Midas Harachamim, of Kerachim of Abanim. And that gives rise to an incredible sense of Simcha, not only days of Yira and Pachad, but the opportunity of Tshuva. Well, one could debate to what extent Tshuva is considered to be an absolute mitzvah. I think the answer is undeniably yes, but clearly, the Tshuva is a privilege. It's a gift. It's an opportunity that you have to take advantage of. Of Dirshu Hashem b'imotzo. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, of Kerachim of Avonim, giving this opportunity, how foolish it would be simply to fail to seize the moment of the Tzumo Shoyom Mechapeh. Meshechachma writes in Parshas Nitzavim, Paraglom, Pasuk Chav, that the Gon comments that there's a difference between a din as opposed to a cheshbon. A din means, yes, when a person missteps, he has to take account for his misdeed. There's an avera, there's a din. The chet is mechayi, the chet is metame. What exactly is the concept of a cheshbon? Chemkesh means the following. You know, a person commits an avera. It took time, it took effort, sometimes it took planning. What a missed opportunity that all that time, all that effort, all that planning could have been used for Avodas Hashem. And therefore what you have to realize is that when it comes to Avera, it's not merely the root Avera, but recognize Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you a certain kochos and nefesh, and instead of using it l'tov, you use it l'ra. So therefore, there's a cheshbon nefesh as well, that, you know, if only I could have utilized this as an opportunity of avodas Hashem. Cheshbon, the Gon writes, emphasizes missed opportunity. Meshech Chachma just simply adds, I'll give you an incredible example of a missed opportunity. A person who fails to take advantage of the Kedusha Sayyam, of Yom HaKippurim, of Dirshu Hashem B'Matzah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that he's there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is awaiting our tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu realizes that tshuva sometimes falls short of the mark. It's not always the tshuva which is meyavav zdonos nasa kizuchuyos. But nonetheless, a tshuva, even mira, is something that can accomplish worlds. When you have that opportunity of kerachim av abanim, when you're considered literally to be a ben bayis in the palace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sees that opportunity. You know, in the aftermath of everything that we've experienced in the past year and a half, we have to be incredibly grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be able to sit and learn in the Kosrei Beis HaMedrash, that literally, as the Gemara tells us, the Kosrei Beis HaMedrash Yochichu. And that's something that we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for, that perhaps in the past we took for granted. But one of the clear takeaways of the pandemic and everything that we've experienced is that never take for granted, ever, the chasdei Hashem, the simple things, opportunities that we have of davening and learning b'tzibur are things that are remarkable gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. And perhaps the greatest gift of all is the gift of tshuva. Seize that moment of Lifnei Hashem Titor. Recognize that on this day, you're a ben bayis in the Chatzar HaMelech. Realize that, yes, that there's a certain awe in Yira of Mimkomcha Malkeinu Sophia, but on Yom Kippur, it is Mimkomu Yifen Berachamim. And yes, Avinu Malkeinu, the primary midah, is that of an Av. Lifnei Aviv, you have a right to be Mesih. You have a right to express that indeed Yireh ben Bayis. I urge you, as the Bnei Yeshiva, that seize this opportunity to be able to see to it that you take advantage of every moment that you have, replete with the sense of Kedusha Sayyam, to see to it that not only is the aftermath of Yom HaKippur a time that we address the din, but also we address that sense of Echesh ben Nefesh, to be able to start once again anew with added fervor and added discipline added hislavus and hasmada to be able to recognize the privilege and the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us very, very literally of Amisecha Shebechol Yomim.